But we're going to get him to change that.
Amen.
I sent him an email, and he's a truck driver and a great, great man of God. But we're going to be preaching out of Exodus chapter 32, if you want to be open up your good old King James Bible there to Exodus chapter 32. If you don't have one, well, just sit on it, and you can listen to me read the unadulterated Word of God to you. I'm going to read actually the whole chapter. I know we'll all probably fall behind on our Bible reading. I don't like to read too much Scripture because I know we can just digest so much. But I'll read this as fast as I can, and I'll preach as fast as I can, and God be in this thing, well, it'll be good.
Yeah.
But we're going to read Exodus chapter 32, and this is a real important chapter. A lot of things mentioned in this chapter that we need to give heed to. And it starts out verse number 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount. Now Moses has been up in the mountain with God. And he's up there spending some time with God. He's kind of pitching a pasture here. And these people's kind of pitching a church here. And most churches can't function without the pastor. And if they're ever going to get in trouble, it'd be because the pastor's not there to help them. And he's been up there 40 days, 40 nights, I think. I should have probably reminded myself on that, but I know he's been up there a pretty good while. I believe it's been that long. But anyway, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, now Aaron's a Levite. He's in charge of making offerings to God. And Aaron says, they said unto him, up, make us gods which shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we want not what has become of him. And that word want means we know not what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, he's probably afraid right here because there's a multitude of people here. And Aaron says unto them, with this charge being put upon him, break off the golden earrings which are in your ears, which were in the ears of your wives, of your sons, of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after that he had made it, a golden calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Now when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. Now he's in charge of offering and worship.
Yeah.
So Aaron here, he's not really doing the office of a priest right here. And Aaron, when he saw it, he built an altar. Now remember, he's made this. He fastened it
right
with a graving tool. Aaron, when he saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow's a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat, to drink, and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, go get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And Moses said, and the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people.
Yeah.
Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. Now, Moses, right here in these next verses, he pictures Christ that liveth forever, make intercession for the saints. And here, he's interceding on behalf of these people. And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why doeth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with a great power and a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, which is another word for Jacob, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all of this land that I have spoken of, I will give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Now, it's important to remember that, because the shoe's going to be put on the other foot here in a minute.
Right.
But I want you to know Moses, he interceded on behalf of Israel. They have sinned. God knows about this sin even greater than Moses does. Moses only heard about it. God's seen it. But says verse 15, and Moses turned and went down from the mountain. Now they just talked about peace in the valley. He ain't going to have no peace in his valley.
That's right.
And the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both sides. On the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there's a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it's not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass as soon as he came nigh unto the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands. And by the way, Moses was the first one to break the Ten Commandments.
That's right.
And break them beneath the mount. And he took the calf. Now he's doing the work, the right work here.
Mm-hmm.
He took the calf which they had made. They shouldn't have never done this.
Right.
That's why leadership is so important. He took the calf which they had made, burned it in the fire, ground it into powder, and strawed it upon the water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, Let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. Now that's kind of like fake news. I mean, it's about a half-truth, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
And, because, we'll get to that here in a second. When Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked to their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate. Here's a text verse right here. I hate to read all this. This is all I wanted to read, this one verse. Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who's on the Lord's side, which is what we're going to be preaching on today, let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves unto him. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Now whenever you hear those terms right there, buddy,
you're right.
That's the strongest terms.
That's right.
I don't like using those terms. If I ever do use them, I fear for who will be on the receiving end of that.
That's right. Amen.
But he's putting God on the spot right here.
That's right.
Right.
But thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and there failed of the people that day about 3,000 men. Now over the heading of this next verse, if you got a Scofield Study Bible, it talks about the missed blessing. For Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son, upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, you have sinned a great sin. And now I will go up unto the Lord, and peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now thou wilt forgive their sin. If not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. Moses has a great love for this people. And every pastor needs to have a great love for his people. And that love is portrayed right here. He said, I don't even want to live if you're not going to forgive them. Right. He said, I'd just soon die with them. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever have sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in a day when I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. Now, three times I believe it mentions that Aaron made this calf.
Yeah.
Verse 35.
Right.
Here over here in verse number 4. And he denied it. In verse 24, he said it just came out this calf. But I don't want to preach about the calf. I want to preach today on who's on the Lord's side. Pray with me. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the precious Word of God. Lord, for the careful recording of events, Lord, that people of God have made, that you recorded for our admonishment, that we might not make the same mistakes. For our admonition, Lord, we are to read and learn and not to fall into the same, mistakes that they did. Help us today. Open your words today. Open our eyes, our ears today. Preach to us. Preach through us. May praise and glory belong to you. And Lord, I pray, God, today we could say we've truly been in your presence.
Yeah.
And for, Lord, these blessings and, Lord, for these things, we ask your will be done. Ask him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, like I said, Moses says, who's on the Lord's side?
Mm-hmm.
This is not time to play. This is time, buddy, you better think before you answer.
That's right.
When he said, who's on the Lord's side, Brother Mitchell? This is a time, buddy, if you wasn't on the right side, you might not live.
That's right.
There's some people, looking at politics, there's some people, I don't know, they tend to me like they don't care if they're an elected official. They don't care about their elected position. They don't care about their country. They only cater to the fact they're either a Republican, a Democrat, conservative, independent, liberal. I don't know. But in this case here, it's kind of the same dilemma. That they're here with this statement, who's on the Lord's side? And anybody with any sense at all would have come over and stood beside Moses. But they sat over there like this right here. And you know, these Levites, I commend them for this. They joined themselves to Moses. Playtime's over. No more singing. No more dancing. When Moses stood at the gate of the camp, and when he said, who's on the Lord's side? I mean, buddy, playtime's over.
Yeah, that's right.
These Levites, they hasted themselves over there unto him. The rest of them should have been too. But like I said, in the day and hour we're living in, people don't really give much heed to the consequences. They don't really think about tomorrow.
That's right.
You know, Sister Rita, most people just live for today.
Right.
They have no thought about judgment.
No.
Have no thought about hell or heaven.
Amen.
They don't even have the fear of God.
That's right.
Romans chapter 3 says, no fear of God before their eyes. They don't fear God. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. Mm-hmm. But, these people could have escaped this judgment.
That's right.
They could have done something about it. They wasn't willing to move. They just took a reckless chance. Let's just see how this goes. Well, in their case, it went pretty bad. And 3,000 of them died. And more of them died when God smote them with that plague there in the very last verse there. And let me say, I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side.
That's right.
Let me say, I'm glad I'm on the winning side.
That's the winning side. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to change the tone of this message. I'm glad I'm on the winning side.
Amen.
Man, I was on the other side.
Yeah.
I had a fearful looking under judgment.
Yeah, that's right.
I may not have a refuge in my soul, but I knew I needed one. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
sure, I got one now. I sleep pretty damn burned good. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, there is peace in the valley for me now.
Amen.
I'm on the winning side, glory to God.
Amen.
I mean, greater than us. There's with them.
Right.
I mean, that, I'll tell you what. I've never read the back of the book.
Yeah.
And we win, amen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how I seem like I've been a loser all my life.
Yeah.
No matter how hard I try, I lose. But praise God, I can do everything but lose now. You know what I mean? I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory. and glory to God. And let me say something. I'm glad I'm on the winning side. I mean, Lord, he told me, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said he'd help us, amen. Hebrews 13:5, Hebrews 13:6. Hebrews 13:6, he said, I made bold to say the Lord is my helper. I got some help now.
Right.
You know, sometimes I can't get my son to help me, can you? My neighbor help me, can you? My wife help me. Lord said, I help you.
Yeah.
Pray, I got help now. You know what I mean? Honey, my old frail back here, things going like this. Amen. God said, I'll help you. And I said, praise God, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know what I mean? But praise God, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lord, I'm with you always. Even to the end of the world, that I can boldly say, the Lord's my helper. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Now, I didn't read all that verse. He goes on to say, I'll not fear what man can do with me.
Right.
See, perfect love casts out fear. I ain't got nothing to fear.
That's right.
Man, I hate the things that's going on. People just walk in Walmart, just shoot people at random. Walk into some food place, just shoot people, stab somebody to somebody. Some golfer just got killed playing golf. A 20-year-old girl, she's dead. Molly Tibbetts just jogging, she's dead. Some girl, 15, in her bedroom. Guy breaks in bedroom, rapes her, kills her. I hate it that all that happens.
Right.
But I don't have to fear it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, we don't have to fear it.
No.
Yeah, if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil.
Right.
There's no fear no more.
Hey,
and because we're on the winning side. I mean, no matter what, I might go early, but I'm still going.
Yeah, right.
Early's okay with me. I like getting early. You know what I mean? I like getting late. Amen.
I don't hate it.
Hey, no matter what. Jesus said, whosoever believeth in me shall never die. Believe thou this? You better believe I believe it, buddy.
That's right.
I tell you what, he said he'd help me. And he said, I'd not fear. I mean, Psalms 56, verse 3, what time I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee. You tell me what else to trust in.
That's right.
I'm telling you, you put your trust in a pill, like my uncle did, you can be a dead man. You can put your trust in a gun, it might not fire. You can put your trust in a car, it might not start. You can put your trust in a doctor, he may not care. But you can trust in Him, Lord. I count it a package deal. Woo! Glory to God, I'm on the Lord's side. I'm thankful to you. Glad I'm on the Lord's side. These people here should have got over on the Lord's side.
That's right.
He said, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried away into the midst of the sea, he said, we'll not be afraid, Psalms 46, verse 2. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, verse number 8 of Hebrews chapter 13. Just settle it in your heart, settle it in your mind that you're on the winning side, glory to God. I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side. Because happy is that people whose God is the Lord, Psalms 144, verse 15.
Amen.
You know what, some people, I don't know, they hit the frown, turn it upside down. I don't know what's the matter with them. But boy, it was a good day. I mean, somebody said, what happened to you? I said, got saved.
That's right.
It makes a difference.
Amen.
I mean, they said, there's something different about it. You better believe it's still different.
That's right.
Man, I tell you what, I feel better. I sleep better. I eat better. Man, everything about God makes better. Amen.
That's right.
I mean,
amen.
None better. I mean, praise God. God be for you, who can be against you? I mean, boy, I'm on the winning side.
Amen.
I'm on the Lord's side.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo! Boy, if this ever gets in, you're going to get it. Listen, he said, there shall not a hair of your head perish. Now, I know I've had a few fall out. But he's got them numbered. I'm going to get them back, Brother Mitchell. I bet the Beatles embarrassing they see that head.
That's right.
You know, I mean, my granddaughter, she got one of them cheap wigs she bought off eBay and everything. I put it on, the dog started growling. I said, that's all right, let's go. You know what I mean? But hey, now I don't have to worry. Not, I mean, not a hair of my head is in danger. Luke 21:18. This world's going up in smoke, and the works are going up too. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. High things are coming down. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 12 through 22. You remember when the twin tires fell?
Yeah.
Boy, the world, they got serious for a little while. It didn't last long.
Right.
But for a little while, there's having traffic jam. People trying to get in the house of God. Says, is this it?
Yeah.
Is this the writing on the wall?
Yeah.
Are we fixing to see the apocalypse? Is the trumpet fixing to sound? But you know, high things, they're going to do like that, Brother Danny. They come crashing down.
That's That's right.
Bible said men's hearts going to fail for fear. Not mine.
Right.
And I'm like, I've never had my accidents, you know what I mean? I'm getting ready to exit stage.
Right.
I mean, buddy, I'll tell you what, not only am I going, I'm ready to go. I'm
in first class.
Praise God. I just threw leave it all behind anyway. I'm just serving time that he shows up. And any time will be no more. I won't need a watch no more. I won't need a calendar no more. I won't need a time clock no more. I don't clock somebody else can have it. It's been a good to me. Hey, have it all. I'm going to be with him. Amen. Glory to God. Who's on the Lord's side? I'll tell you what, boy, I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side.
Amen.
High things are coming down. People are going to die.
Yeah,
I read a little bit this morning, Revelation chapter 19, about his eyes being as fire.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, buddy, when he shows up, going to be fire in his eyes.
That's right.
He talked about, boy, their angel come out and said, you birds up in the air, you come down here, we're fixing to have you a feast.
Mm, that's right. Amen.
Mighty men, kings, captains, they lay over in a heap because Jesus showed up.
That's right.
And they ate till they couldn't eat no more.
Right.
All this bunch thinks they're going to somehow overthrow the Word of God.
Right.
Somehow stop.
Amen.
Prevent him from coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't show up. They need to read Psalms chapter 2.
Yeah.
It's not really a long chapter. It don't take long for God to say, you ain't got to change, boy.
That's right.
I show up, you're going to find out you just stubble.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to shave a little bit this morning. Granddaughter beat me in the bathroom. I'm just trying to get a wing with a cork of shaver, you know. And I don't know how good I got it, but hey, she beat me in the bathroom. Ain't no getting her out. She's 15 years old. I mean, she's in there primping. But anyway, people's going to die when he shows up.
Yeah.
High things are going to come down when he shows up. Every time Israel's enemies thought that they had the advantage, they thought they was going to destroy Israel. They thought they was going to destroy God's people. I mean, God's people look like little lambs down there, and here all the hills is covered with Philistines. I want you to know God showed up. And all of their purpose got overthrown. He'll do the same for us. Praise God. I mean, buddy, we can cast our cares upon Him, 1 Peter 5:7, because He cares for us. You can call upon Him, Jeremiah 33:3, because He cares for you. You can come to Him, Matthew 11:28. You can consider that you're more than a conqueror through Him, Romans 8:37. By the way, it's of the Lord's mercies. We're not consumed.
Yeah.
His compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Lamentations 3:22-23. Let me tell you something, buddy.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side.
That's right.
This world may not understand it, but I did.
Yeah.
Now when that peace comes out of my heart, I realize, boy, I made a good decision.
Yeah.
I ain't had no second thoughts about it. Matter of fact, I kind of wish I'd done a little earlier. That was really pretty much more in my mind. I thought, wow, why did I do this earlier? Here I am, 34 years old. I could have done that when I was 18, Joanne. Well, why does anybody put off something that's wonderful being saved?
That's right.
I mean, I wasn't in my right mind, evidently. But I'm glad God never gave up on me. He kept reaching out, drew me to Him, according to the gloves. I got something good I want to give you. And, you know, I didn't have no sense to take it. I'm in that resist mode now. I'm resisting the Holy Spirit. And it's trying to, you know, get its foot in the door. It's trying to help me.
Amen.
Trying to open my eyes. Trying to help me know how wonderful it is to be saved. And I'm biting the hand and I'm a kicking and screaming. And when I finally get out, I'm like, whoo. Why did I do this sooner? That's kind of mind the world. They don't understand.
Right.
They don't know what they're missing.
That's exactly right.
Oh my, Brother Mitchell.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side.
That's right. Amen.
I'm glad I'm on the winning side.
Amen.
I wish it on the whole world.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody but the devil. I want him to get what he deserves.
He would
the Bible talked about the devil in Matthew 25:41. And it said plainly that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Them's the only ones that deserve to go to hell. That old deceiver, that old accuser, that enemy of all righteousness. Man, I tell you what, he's taking a bunch of people with him. When he got thrown out of heaven, Jesus said, I beheld him as lightning come down to this earth. He drew 1/3 of the angels of heaven with him when he fell. I don't know how he was able to do it.
Amen.
But he's taking people down now.
That's right.
I kind of appreciate what Brother Ed said about Kay's brother there. I mean, ain't nothing you can do.
No.
Only thing I'd say about that is we never know in the very last second he could have had a chain of hearts. A lot of, you know, that thief on that cross, he didn't have time.
Right.
I mean, he realized, hey, I'm dying today. I'm about 1 foot in the grave.
Right.
He said, Lord, remember me when you come to a kingdom, and Jesus said today, it don't take long to get saved. It just takes so long to get lost.
Yes,
it takes so long to realize how bad you need to get saved. But that may happen with him. I don't really question about people being saved or not. For one thing, I'm not qualified to make that call because I'm not the judge. I'm like them. I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
Amen.
But
that's right.
You know, I hope everybody makes it. If they don't, just like this bunch right here.
That's right.
They should have gone on the Lord's side.
That's right.
They should have.
Ain't no excuse.
Right. Amen.
No, there's not.
The Bible talks about in Romans chapter 3 that they're without excuse. All the world may become guilty before God. You see those people that say, well, you know what? I was kind to others. That's great. I give it. That's wonderful. I done it. That's good. But that's not good enough.
No.
That's right.
Verse 23 of Romans chapter 3 said everyone's come short.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't measure up. They can't even get close, to be honest with you. I don't know if they can get off floor, to be honest with you. Because the demand of sin is mentioned in Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death.
Yeah, that's right.
But the gift of God gave his son payment for our sins. Said the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And it said, he that has a son, and praise God, I got him, April 27, 1988, has life.
That's right.
He that hath not the Son of God has not life.
Right.
They should have got on the Lord's side.
Amen.
Anybody that's a big enough fool to die in their sins. I'm just going to speak retrospectively here because I can't say honestly what I'm saying here, but I believe this is the way to be. I believe they'll stand before Jesus. I believe they'll see tears in his eyes.
That's right.
Just like he said about Jerusalem, how long you'd come to me.
Yeah.
And you would not.
Yeah.
He said, therefore your house is left unto you desolate. See, they ain't got no refuge.
That's right.
They didn't lay hold on eternal life. I don't know how many days God said he gave Jezebel space to repent.
Yeah.
I don't know how many days they had. Let's say it was this mean that's enough.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's say is that that's enough. Even if it's that mean that's enough.
Right.
Most of them got this mean and they still don't.
Yeah, that's right, man.
This bunch should have come over when Moses said, who's on the Lord's side? That was a defining moment.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Playtime's over. They committed a terrible sin. God got mad. Moses got mad. And I want you to know, buddy, when Moses said, who's on the Lord's side? And the sons of Levi, which was the sons of Aaron, gathered himself unto them. Mm-hmm. He said unto them, thus, this is strongest terms, you can put anything. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel. That means that's the highest authority that can be put to anything. When God made a promise to Abraham, when he couldn't promise by no greater, he swore by his own name that it'd be so. So Moses is using the highest authority. He says, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man, his brother, every man his companion, every man his neighbor, and the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and Moses' word was the word of God. He mentions that in verse 27, and there fell of the people that day 3,000 men because they wouldn't come over to the Lord's side. God can't make people get saved.
No,
he pleads with people. He's long suffering. He's loving, gracious, kind, merciful. Really, he can't make them.
That's right.
They ought to.
Yep.
But their dilemma is they're going to die in their sins.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And it's loving God.
Amen.
If they die in their sins, their fate's sealed.
That's right.
But it. I just want you to know there's nothing Jesus can do. There's no doubt.
Amen.
There's no give the Pope some money to get him out of purgatory. I'm telling you, it's a done deal. If you die in your sins, I'm glad mine's under the blood.
Amen.
I mean, praise God, the blood of his son Jesus cleansed us from all sin.
Right.
I want you to know I've got a good lawyer now, a good Jewish lawyer. And he lived forever making intercession for me.
That's right.
Praise God, he ain't lost the case yet, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
I mean, all I got to do is let him do his job. The Bible said he's going to present us without spot.
That's right.
Without blemish.
Amen.
in his presence with exceeding joy.
Right.
He said, it's one mind here, Father.
That's right.
I paid the ultimate price.
Yeah.
I want him abundantly pardoned. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord.
Amen.
Woo-hoo. I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side.
That's right.
I feel sorry for these people that got another opinion. They say, I'll be all right.
For it's totally
Yeah. I got my own religion.
Right.
I'll be just fine. No, they won't. I mean, I can't warn them enough. God can't welcome them enough if they're not on the Lord's side. They're not going in. I preach kind of short. I meant to, because we won't have a business meeting here in a minute. But I want to go to God in prayer and we'll get an invitation, get one verse invitation of Him. Father, we thank You for the privilege to say wholeheartedly that we're on the Lord's side. Lord, to be thankful we're on the winning side. We realize, God, that we were without God in the world, without hope, and Lord, even without help. But God, You gave us everything that we needed through Jesus. And now, Lord, we have no lack. We have no need of anything. You supply our needs out of Your riches and glory. You come to us in our hour of need and comfort and care for us. And Lord, You cure us and You do so many things, Lord, we don't really understand. But God, we're thankful to be able to say boldly that the Lord is our helper. To be able to say that all we can do, no matter what, Lord, is we'll end up in heaven because of that promise divine, the Lord, that You gave, Lord, that Lord, we put our anchor down. And Lord, that anchored our soul, Lord. We're glad, Lord, that it holds. It's sure, it's steadfast, it's unmovable. We thank You for it. I pray, God, You bless Your children today. Help us, Lord, to realize, Lord, how blessed we are to be on the Lord's side. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'll get Sister Carolyn and Sister Sharon sing a verse of invitation on him. I don't know how the Word of God went to you, but I'll tell you what, it blessed me pretty damn good.
Yeah,
I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side.
Amen. Amen.